the Fan.
Feels like a time you'd jump in with a vibe. Am I right?
I was just thinking the same thing. I'm like, I've been
negligent, I think is the word.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank Ocean, your Coachella headliner for 2023.
You going?
No.
I didn't.
This is a jam, though.
I don't have enough.
Is this an old song or a new song? I don't know anything about. Is it?
This is the song. Remember, we read the lyrics. He's basically. The song starts with double D's. Remember? Let's go back.
Oh, that's right. Yes, the double D song. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's the first line right here. Yep, had to go ahead and bleep that.
What did you say, horny?
So I haven't seen the rest of the lineup. Maybe they haven't even announced it, but they did say that Frank Ocean is the headliner for Coachella 2023. The kids love him.
I was going to say, has he had anything new lately? I really don't know. I'd forgotten about Mr. Frank Ocean.
It's a good song.
I have a vibe if you want to keep listening to this song. Join the Power Trip Morning Show at the St. Paul Saints game on June 29th. For just $25, you get a t-shirt and a reserved seat in the Power Trip section at CHS Field. For tickets, go to saintsgroups.com. That's saintsgroups.com. And use the promo code POWERTRIP. You can also go to the Power Trip show page at KFAN.com for more details.
Featuring Paul Allen.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's kind of a sweet jam. I like the song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
I just don't know any of the other music from this.
I don't either. I'm not familiar with Frank Ocean either, but he's a big deal.
What about Frank, What Really Matters?
Yeah, he's a
big deal.
Yeah, man.
Big deal, man.
I don't know. Every story that I'm reading here doesn't have the rest of the lineup.
Just has mock lineups.
That's the only song we have in the system from him, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy, right? Like,
right. You'd think we would have 15 songs if he was that big of a
headliner.
Deal.
He's
a big deal.
I'm sorry to offend you.
Margo.
I generally like people with bodies of water in their last name.
But even the New York Post story, Coachella will once again return to the desert in 2023. Blah, 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 blah. You get down here and say Frank Ocean was announced as one of next year's headliners Tuesday. The Lost singer was supposed to perform. So even they say, hey, you might know him from the song Lost.
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
And that's about it. I don't know.
I usually, like on the Wikipedia page, it has a list of the hits from somebody.
Yep.
I'm not saying he doesn't have great records. You don't have to have hits to have great records.
No, the kids are screaming at the radio going, Frank Ocean's got banger after banger. I get it, but it is weird that we have one song in the system.
Pink and White, Chanel, Ivy.
Are you describing what you said?
Jay-Z's kids?
Oh.
Are you just naming designer brands?
Are you just naming words?
Yeah, words.
All right. Scores and stats, and then Chris will tell you something else. Lightning at Avs, game one tonight, 7 o'clock. This is the finals. Colorado is finals with an S. Colorado minus 160 in the game, minus 180 for the series.
Yeah, I tell you what, this is going to be a great final.
Yeah,
better.
I can't wait for the final.
You know, it's funny, I never really paid attention to that. I never really cared. I never knew.
Who do you think is
going to
win the
deal?
NBA final?
Oh, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Who's in it?
Wow. Did they know? Do both of them know who's in it?
De Botha.
They have to know who's in the final between the two of them.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
I'm looking at Frank Ocean's website, which is, by the way, is called blonda.co.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
And I don't see a picture. Oh, there's one picture of him right there. Weird. Anyway, I'm sorry. Who did what now about basketball? Where?
Between the two of them, do you think they know who's playing in the NBA Finals?
Yep.
Yes.
Then I'm willing to bet.
Okay, you can't. What if it's just Parrish?
Then no. Chris can get it, because Chris has to read the news. Mark doesn't have to read S.
Nope.
So Chris, he knows. I don't know if he can. He can't name a player on the one team. I almost just said it. But he definitely knows both teams, and I'm willing to gamble. $25 says he can do it.
Yeah, he did almost.
$25 says he can do it.
No, I think he can do it.
Oh, God. Hawk.
Golden State is one of the teams featuring Stephon... what's his name? Steph. What's that guy's name? Come on, help me out, Parrish.
Can I help?
Steph.
Do I get to help you?
Yeah, that's not what we're betting on, so
okay.
Sure.
Yeah, Curry.
Thank you, Steph Curry. So that it's Golden State versus...
No, I knew that one.
What's the other team?
Golden State versus... Hold on, be cool.
Unless he's got to be from the East, I would guess, then.
Be cool, everybody, be cool. It's in there somewhere. It's somebody I was like, wow, they're good. Is it Boston?
Yep, nailed it.
You know the funny part? It's on the bottom of the screen on the TV in here.
Just switch, but it was literally, as we were talking, I took a picture of it.
Yeah, Chris wasn't looking. You can't see that.
No, I can't see that far.
No. Nice job, Petty.
What really matters, though, is this.
Wait, did he say something?
Yeah, Curry.
You did.
You were going to say Stephon Marbury.
I almost did, admittedly. I'd like you guys to feel bad about yourselves. You ready?
What?
Can't wait.
Wednesday, so
why not wait?
You guys know Zebulon Montgomery Pike.
100%.
Of course. Yeah.
That is.
Once a week.
He is also, you might know him because he was an explorer. One of the first people to ever explore the state of Minnesota. When he went out for Thomas Jefferson to do some exploring of the Louisiana Purchase, right? He also has a little place in Colorado named Pike's Peak named after him.
Oh, really?
Right, that's true, that's true. That was the first expedition. Second expedition, he crossed the Rocky Mountains into what is now southern Colorado. He was captured by the Spanish colonial authorities, transported to Chihuahua, which is now Mexico, interrogated, and then later led back to Texas, where they let him go. And then in 1810...
I know.
And then in 1810, he published an account of his expeditions. A book so popular, it was translated into several languages. He later achieved the rank of Brigadier General in the American Army, served during the War of 1812. He was killed at the Battle of York in 1813 in Upper Canada. He died at the age of 34.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
He's done a lot. So here's my follow-up question.
Yeah.
And Sauce, you like to do this, so I'm going to do this once, right? And you and I can be the same for just 10 seconds. Can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
You
please.
Don't have to do it. My
yeah, I glad,
it sounds
I'm
more
did.
Organic.
It made me feel like I was home.
Go so,
my God, what?
Pike's Peak totally makes sense. Didn't know this guy. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Is the Northern Pike in any way named after this guy?
That's boy, oh boy, that is a great question.
See, here's the thing, Corey.
I would bet that it is.
That's
though.
Not a dumb question.
I bet that it is. I don't know though.
A dumb question would be: is the coffee at Starbucks named after him? Pike's Place.
I bet that it is.
That's a dumb question.
Let's see. Legacy.
So wasn't that bad?
Thanks.
The Zebulon Pike Lake Reservoir in Morrison County, Minnesota. Pike's Peak. Pike Island at Fort Snelling. Pike Creek, Pike Bay, Liberty Ship, Zebulon Pike. It doesn't say anything about the old fishies.
Hmm.
But that's a great question. And I can't imagine why they would name it Pike if it weren't after him.
Man.
Yeah, correct.
If it was just a random soldier, I'd say probably not. But the fact that he was an explorer, right? Explorers get things named after him.
Yeah.
And you said he traveled to Minnesota in his exploration.
One
so
of the
I thought
first
maybe
people
he's
ever do it.
Maybe he walked up to a lake and was like, "Nope, that's mine. That huge son of a bitch. Yeah. That's going to be a northern me."
Yep. How about this, by the way? Not only was Zebulon Pike pretty badass himself. The
cool first name.
Yeah, Zebulon's cool. Takes after his father, the first Zebulon Pike, who was in fought for the United States at the in the American Revolutionary War. And his grandpa was he was Robert Pike, who was a famous opponent of the Salem witchcraft persecutions in 1692.
What a fascinating family!
How about that?
Can I ask a dumb question?
I would love it.
Is the planet Zebulon named after Zebulon Pike?
I can't imagine it wouldn't be.
See, you don't have to do it in my voice. It just makes it sound dumber.
How about this? Pike married Clarissa Harlow Brown.
Oh, God, what did she do?
They had one child. Her name was Clarissa Brown Pike. She married President William Henry Harrison's son, John Cleves Simonson Harrison.
That's a lot of names. Hi, this is my girlfriend, Stephanie, Wayne, Brian, Steve, Brian, Steve. Oh, hello, Stephanie, Brian, Steve, Brian, Wayne, Steve, Brian, Steve.
Her first name was Stephanie.
My name is Bob, Mike, Rosanna, Casey, Johnson, Steve, Brian, Steve, Tim, Alan.
Wow. Are you named after your uncle from that one television show about the guy who has a TV show?
No, that's a lot of names, though. Man, like, I don't know, man. Sorry. I lost my mind there for a second. I apologize.
Anyway, pretty cool, man.
What a story.
I wonder if he has any descendants living now who are just pieces of ass.
Yeah. A couple of Pete sauces walking around.
Done nothing with their lives.
Done nothing.
Right.
You know, but when your life expectancy is shorter, my guess is you feel like you have to cram everything in quicker, right? When you feel like you're going to live to 80, it's like, well,
yeah,
I got time. I'll do projects later.
Well, I know this about myself, and I know this about you, Corey. I think everybody, when you're young, doesn't expect to live very long.
Really?
Don't you think?
Oh, I think it's the opposite.
Didn't you always say that you would live to be 30?
Mm-hmm. No. I had friends based on my diet say you're never gonna see 20, you're never gonna see 30, you're never gonna see 40.
Yeah, I had friends based on my sexual gratification problem who said that.
So they said you should join a cult.
I think it's the opposite, right? I think most people just assume, well, yeah, I'm not gonna die when I'm 23. I'm gonna live to be, 96.
Yeah, you're probably
forever.
Right. Yeah,
and then they make decisions based on putting things off instead of just going and doing things.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Oh,
you might not live to be 96. Go eat some pudding.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, pudding whales.
How did he get all the way up there? Like, did he take a horse up to the Pike's
Peak? Yeah, man, that is amazing if you think about it, right? I would guess the answer is yes, but I don't know.
Did he know about altitude sickness? Like, he probably figured
it out pretty quick. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't think it was a thing back then.
There's been
mountains around forever.
Like, I went up there in a car, and that was like a long drive.
Yeah, but to be fair, you were high as hell.
Dude, you make a valid point, though. Yeah. Did you guys ever, like, when driving to South Dakota the other day, or I guess it's been a month ago now, cripe, time flies, with my friends?
That was a month ago.
And you say to yourself, this trip would have taken months.
Yeah.
100 years ago. Well, maybe not 100. You get my point? Like, imagine doing this trip through the Badlands in a damn horse and carriage.
The Oregon Trail.
The Oregon Trail, which I never played as a kid. We didn't have it when I was a kid. I'm older than hell.
Yeah.
I wish I had
much older than
you. You're handsome.
Yeah, but when you get to the river, between us is pretty big.
When you get to the river, fjord it.
Yeah, you fjord it. And then
you
one of
fjord
you
some
takes 2 seconds.
One of
takes
you gets,
2 seconds.
Giardia or whatever.
Yeah, Giardia, which they named an airport after it.
Giardia, I believe, is when dogs crap is like weird. That's Giardia. I think you're thinking of dysentery.
That is.
Dysentery,
yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Or Giardia.
I got in trouble for playing that in school.
Did you really?
Playing with Giardia?
Well, I organized a coup and we kicked out one of my classmates out of the group. Like, you can exile, I guess. So we exiled Blake.
You can exile poor a guy Blake. In a video game in school?
And he complained to the teacher because we're all playing together. And yeah, it was crazy.
You know, Parrish, we got to get a break.
What?
But you just said, really, think about what I'm saying. I mean, when I was 16, 17, or whatever. Yeah. How old were you guys when you were playing that video game? Was that a little kid video game?
Oh, I was
8. I was 8. 9?
Yeah. Okay. Pretty early
fifth
on.
Grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Odell Lake, Munchers.
Odell Lake,
Oregon Trail.
I never once used a computer my entire grade school up through high school.
Man.
We didn't have them.
Yeah.
I was taking typewriter class.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And a decade later, you guys are playing video games.
Yeah.
To learn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Man, that's a giant gap in a short amount of time.
And
Thank you.
And I don't remember playing with anybody. I mean,
that's
just,
private.
Just
I didn't either.
On the computer, right?
Like, Oregon Trail was always maybe solo.
Maybe
that's the evolution of my 10 years or whatever. Yeah, because it was all networked. So we were playing.
There was none of that.
We were playing in a computer lab.
You had your family and you just watched until they all died because I never made it.
Computer lab is a couple of words you don't hear anymore.
Go to the computer lab.
That's a good point because they usually just bring.
They just have a lap.
And that happened
your phone.
My senior year of high school is when they started doing they have big carts now with all these little laptops. And so they just bring the computers to the classroom. It's technology, bro.
Everybody has an iPad.
Yeah.
We go get the pizza.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It is a giant, the last 40 years, man. Just holy moly.
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, I've told you guys to the point where you're sick of it, but I remember the day we got a phone installed in our house because we live so far in the country.
Yeah.
Phone lines didn't go that far, and then they finally did.
Wow.
And now I've got one in my pocket
with
pictures of my own Wang on it.
Well, technology breeds technology, right? So it grows exponentially.
Yeah,
unless...
Yeah, right.
Unless you ask John Bonus, which he claims it's over.
He claims it's over for Apple.
There's nothing else for Apple to invent. It's over for Apple. It's over for advancements. This is it, folks.
Man,
this
by the
is
way,
it.
Norm McDonald's joke about apples. Hilarious. In his last one there.
Remind me, because I just watched it like 5 days ago.
It's the worst thing to eat. I eat apples every day. It's the first
sin. Yeah, from the Bible.
That is my favorite. It's my favorite of all the Norms. I loved that show. I was so sad watching it.
Hard to watch, though, right?
It is, but it's also wonderful.
Exactly. It's both.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
We got to get a break. Sorry.
Is he damned? And the fan.
Hey, you can check out the latest episodes of the Power Trip After Party podcast on your free iHeartRadio app. It's all thanks to Evans Transportation Services. Including the one by Madcap with Madcap Moss yesterday.
Yeah, man. That was fun. Nice job. You know what? I was highly critical of you when you were sick, because I'm a bastard. You have been kicking butt getting some guests for us, out-of-the-box guests, and including Madcap Moss yesterday, who is, of course, a big-time wrestler from the WWE, who will be in town this Friday at the Target Center. But also a former Golden Gopher football player who was teammates with Tommy Olsen and said some great things about Tommy. And what a cool interview, man. What a good guy. And I'm excited to hopefully one day meet that dude and watch his career, because they seem to have him. From what our guy Max was telling us yesterday, they had this kid on a trajectory that was going to make him a star in the WWE. Hmm. And he's from, what, Edina, did we say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that? Pretty cool.
It was good, yeah.
So give it a listen.
Good job, Zacho.
Yeah, Zacho, good job.
No, it's fun.
That hurts to say.
Yeah.
You guys want some news?
Yes.
I know you do.
I couldn't have guessed something better.
Oh, you couldn't?
Hey, that pizza's over there, so you can get some
more. This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey, presented by the St. Paul Saints.
Thanks, St. Paul Saints. By the way, Lil B now wants in our golf bet as well. That would be 18.
Wow.
Man, hasn't she lost enough in the last 2 days? Oh, gosh, she scares me. Why did I say that?
I don't know.
She got her ass kicked yesterday by Donaldson and Gurdjieff, so maybe she wants some redemption.
Ask her if she'll be in studio, because I don't know if we have enough.
Pilots, yes, how do I buy?
I don't know if we have enough.
We'll figure it out.
Equilibrium.
Great clue.
Great clue,
phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Marnie gave that clue.
That is a good one. That's a good, what was the word?
Balance.
Yep.
See, I think that's great.
Yeah, it's the best possible word.
Yeah, that is a great word.
Equilibrium is the right password.
I would never have thought of that word. See, that's why I'm glad I haven't had to play that game yet, because I don't think I'd be good at it.
You're going to have to.
I don't think I'd be good at it, though.
Tournament's over. You're going to have to try.
I still haven't played.
Well, that makes sense, though.
Like, give me another word that they had, and I'll try to come up with a clue real quick.
The clue, or you?
Oh. Give me the word.
What if the password was parachute?
5 seconds.
Plane.
Yeah, see, that's way too vague.
Yeah, I know. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm scared now.
Vague.
Oh.
Right? Because plane.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be 6,000 different things.
What would you say?
Well, I'm trying to remember what they did, because I thought skydive.
Trooper.
Is that two words?
Was one of them.
No, skydive's one.
And you're allowed to say something like skydive?
Of course.
Yeah.
Wow. See, that's really
you can't use initials, right?
Well, you can't.
It has to be one word.
It has to be just one word.
Yeah, use trooper, word I want. Think, was one that they used. And nobody even got it, I think. Well,
but if you
guards,
say,
said para.
Right, which is close, but I'm glad Tennessee didn't get in the half.
That's the right call.
Yeah. But when one skydive was used, if you had said harness equipment, or if you had followed up skydiving with something like equipment, I think people would get to parachute quickly.
Yeah.
Parachute's
yeah.
a tough one-word password.
Yeah.
So, can I take a left turn, even though we're supposed to be doing news and we're talking about that other thing?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the controversy last week in the initials game?
Oh, right. Yeah. We never even talked about it.
Well, we didn't.
I forgot about that.
Last week, Saucy beat me in the tiebreaker, and the initials were
DL.
And the winning word was
drumline.
And we're being told that's one word.
Mm. Oh, it is.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I guess you could argue it's at least fair that both of you, it's not like either one of you were at a disadvantage, even though that's a one-word tiebreaker.
Touché.
You know?
Touché. I'm just looking for a chance to have another shot at
it. I absolutely think it should be thrown out.
Oh.
Because he might have thought drumline.
You say that if
but he
Hawk
wouldn't
won.
Say drumline right. because he would go.
You wouldn't say that if Hockey won.
He might have thought it was one word, and
you know
he wouldn't say
go
it.
With so what Zach's saying.
There is a disadvantage to Hawk or whoever.
Or how about not get out to a 3-0 lead and lose?
Oh, why are you so mean to me, buddy?
Because your crony sassing me.
I'm just worried about the integrity of the game here.
I did tell
like
Charge.
Did you say Brian Croning assassinated you?
He did. I did tell Charge not to use David Lynch.
Yeah. Not a clue.
Yeah, I go, they're not going to know David Lynch. He goes, I'm going to go for it.
I can't believe I didn't get that.
It, but they're not going to know it.
You could have said, the final clue could have been his first name is David.
Yeah.
I would have said no idea.
His first name is David and his last name is Lynch. 5-4
I would have gotten it if I had had a brain. But I'm
David Lynch
was predictably missed. I don't know how you guys missed driving lessons.
I still think driving lessons is kind of sketchy.
Well, it's the variable of Paul Charchian.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right. You guys don't know what clues he's going to use. You don't know what he's going to consider mainstream or not.
And his clues were good.
So, you do.
This is my favorite inside little note between Charge and I. Charge goes, what do you think about this list? And I'm like, I wouldn't use David Lynch. I go, I don't think any of them are going to know it. And if they do, it might just be one person. I would throw that out.
Yeah.
I said, but I wouldn't. I said, go for it, because it's going to be kind of fun if you get ripped for using somebody that nobody knows. I said, however, if you do use it, I would put it like in the front of the game so it doesn't end up mattering as much. And then he uses it as number 11.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did, yeah.
I would have put David Lynch like number 3 in the set list in case you guys all missed
it. I don't have any problem with him using that. I should have gotten that. I really should have.
Yeah, Hockey was super close.
Yeah.
You know what? And I'm not trying to give myself an excuse. Marnie has changed the way I've made that game, though, because I'm still learning what she knows and doesn't know. It's hard to sometimes know, is this fair for Marnie or not? Like, for example, Charch says, when he first gave me the list of here's the 12 I'm going to use, he had Damian Lillard as one of them, and can't use that one.
Why?
I have no idea, because Parrish and Hawk have 0% chance of getting that. They will never get that. I go, Marnie knows, Sauce knows. I go, you're basically giving two people a 0% chance of getting
Zucker
it.
I bet knows who he is. He played. Wasn't Zucker here?
No.
That was not
last time. Man, I've lost my mind.
You really have lost your mind, buddy.
I try, and it's not always fair, to make it where all four of you at least have a crack at it.
I appreciate that. I really do.
At least a crack. So there have been some giant NBA names, and Damian Lillard's one of them. He made the top 75 list of all time.
Oh.
And I wouldn't have used him because I know you two have no chance of getting it. I could say, 8-time All-Star from the Portland Trailblazers, who currently plays for the Blazers. Yeah. Or I don't know how many All-Star games.
His name rhymes with Million Millard.
I'm not kidding you. If you had given me his last name, I don't think I would have gotten his first name.
But Hockey before has got Tony Parker, he's got Sauce Orlando.
I know Tony Parker for some reason.
I got Oakley.
Because he's a Spur.
You got Charles. There we go.
Well, yeah, because he didn't. Yeah. I don't know how I got that.
Not a clue. Yeah,
but to that point, because, again, I have not made this a secret anymore. We are definitely at some point here soon going to pull off an initials tournament, because I stole the game from a Kansas City radio station. I'm going to steal the tournament format from a Minneapolis radio station. We're going to do an initials tournament. And I think I've already said this on the air once, but I'll say it again. The only, I think, fair way to do it so I don't get accused of doing what we're talking about is I'm going to have all of the games done and sealed. And then when we play the game, somebody that's playing, maybe the lowest seed or something, is just going to pick a number.
Oh, good.
And we're going to randomly draw out of a folder, and we're just going to go. So you might draw, you guys might draw a list that has Damian Lillard on it. You go, well, that's not fair. Well, then you should have picked another number. It's going to be completely randomized, so it doesn't specifically advantage anybody.
I like that idea a lot.
Because you before the heads up match between AJ, were accusing me of rigging it towards AJ.
Until you won.
And then I won, and I thought it was the best list of all time.
That was a good list, though. To avoid that criticism completely, we're just going to randomize it all the way up to the finals. So even I won't even remember by the time the game rolls around. I won't even remember what the combo is for the finals until we open up the freaking envelope and whoever the final people are.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So Yeah, that's around the corner. I'm putting the pedal to the metal. We're going to get this done. It's just a lot of work, but we're going to get this done.
It's a lot of work.
Sweet.
For
Thank you for doing it.
Yes. Yeah, we appreciate it.
We
look forward to it.
Yeah.
Quick question regarding last week. One more quick question on that. Mm-hmm. Is Drumline in your master list?
Whoa.
I think so.
But the Skull Line is, if you know what I mean.
You love the Skull Line.
But Drumline, the movie is one word.
Yeah, I mean, it's one word. I just want to know, because like, you could have maybe used it too, but...
Thank you, Zach.
I still think I would...
The only character challenge to talk.
Yeah, I definitely
Which
wouldn't
is
be
fine.
Fighting. I wouldn't
right.
be fighting for you on this.
Right, that's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hope you get chlamydia.
Yeah, I don't know.
Too late.
Most of the internet looks like it just says it's one word. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
All right, Gord's going to be here in like 10 minutes because he is breaking down the U.S. Open for us just so Twitter can rip him. And we might have the largest field in power trip history, 18 people maybe?
18,
which
yeah.
means a ton of money on the line, theoretically.
Man, I hope I win.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Me too.
Same. More of the power trip after this on The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard.
Hi, Rosie.
Good morning. Good morning, Chris. Redemption.
Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard, do you?
No.
No way, man.
No, that would not be a good idea.
Hey, Rosie, your daughter has been in the water with sharks before, correct?
She has. She's gone shark diving on top of the cage, as a matter of fact.
Has she ever used an unmanned aquatic trap to lure and capture large sharks by using baited hooks?
That would be a hard no.
That's a really...
The only reason why I ask is, according to Wikipedia, that is called a drumline, two
what?
Words.
Really? Oh, you
unmanned
guys are talking about
aquatic
that.
Aquatic trap used to lure and capture large sharks using
First of all, that
hooks.
Seems barbaric and unnecessary because sure. the sharks live there. You're taking them out of their home?
I'm just trying to bail out my guy, Charge.
I get it. About the two
words. You've never stood up for me like
that. But
he's Charge. We're the same person.
To be fair, though, Rosie, what if that shark follows you all the way down into the Bahamas and follows your family and obviously has a problem with your family?
Well, that's a different case.
You know, I mean...
If there's a hit on you, then it's a big body of water. You could probably avoid
that
shark.
I don't know what his problem is.
It's the plot of Jaws 4.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
It absolutely is.
Are you kidding? Is that a new movie?
The Brody family goes to the Caribbean.
And somehow
the shark knows that the Brody family flew
smell them.
Was it all the way down to the Bahamas.
Sounds like Sharknado more than
Who
Jaws
likes
4.
That great film?
It's awful, but you know who's in that movie?
Kevin Gord?
My guy, Michael Caine. He's the reason the shark hates everybody.
Sounds like someone else, famous actor.
Hey, Michael Caine, do you know Rosen?
Yeah. I met Michael Caine. Mark Rosen one time.
Where'd you meet him?
At a Caine party.
What party?
I was at a Caine party at Hubert Humphrey's house. And Mark Rosen came in. Do you remember that?
You knew HHH?
The Metrodome guy?
The Metrodome guy. Yeah, the guy named the Metrodome.
Hey, Michael Caine?
Yeah, sir.
Say hi to Kevin Gord, who's seen all of your movies.
Oh, don't worry. I know Michael Gold.
No, you're Michael Caine. That's Kevin Gord.
I got confused. I've been doing a lot of drugs.
You've been doing lady drugs?
That's right.
Lady drugs.
Yeah, lady drugs. Like tampon vodka.
Wow. Your mic is on.
You are very...
Your mic is on.
Confused by how ladies take tampons.
Yeah, you're right. Skip sex ads.
Wow. How do they use tampons? They take them like drugs. Hi, Kevin Gorg.
Hey.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Gorgie.
Hello. Kevin Gorg is our official major handicapper.
Yes, he is.
Golf major handicapper. And so far, he's just been ripped on Twitter by Power Trip Bets and others for just horrifically ripping the wrong people for making pretty good picks.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
So Tom Hoge was a good pick last time. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let me give you a good one. Hold on.
Who took Tom Hoge?
Justin Kazemius.
By the way, he once who won that Zach did, right?
Halvey won with JT.
Yeah, Halvey, it came out of nowhere.
Zach, I thought was a great
pick. I thought I had that one. No, Maury.
By the way, Zach, can you hear me? Are you back there?
Yep.
Did Fargo ever pay you? Because it's my fault if he didn't. He was asking for your
Venmo. Really?
Yeah, he asked for your Venmo, and I couldn't remember it, and I was busy.
Okay, yeah, no, he did not. It's just Zach Halvey.
You don't do that. Oh, go ahead, I guess.
You can give it out in the air. Go People ahead, will just ahead. Donate
People
to
will give you money again.
H-A-L-V-R-S-O-N.
Yeah, so there you go, Fargo Flash. It's my fault. He did ask, and I did not give it. So
well,
my
Gorg, apologies. I hope you're ready, because Lil B just asked to join the golf bet. I think it's because she got her ass kicked yesterday.
But she's in the loser's password. Bracket.
Loser's bracket, for sure.
That was a big upset, huh, guys?
Holy cow. So that brings the power trip bet for this U.S. Open to 18.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be the biggest.
We'll be taking LIV guys.
In power trip guys. History.
There's 18 guys that can win it, obviously.
Yeah, but, I mean,
even so, we're still doing the bit, right? Where third place gets their money back. Yeah. Second place gets their money back, plus the cut fees. Are there cuts in the U.S. Open? I'm going to assume
yes. Yes, yes, of course.
And then the winner gets all of the money, and the money doubles if their golfer wins tournament, which with the top 18 golfers almost assuredly will happen.
And Gorgie, isn't,
not for sure, though.
Isn't the U.S. Open, if they tie, it's an 18 hole
correct
mat.
Yeah, remember the Tiger Woods on one leg the next day? That was incredible.
Incredible.
Real drama.
That would be good.
All right, what time are we doing that?
8 o'clock.
Looks not that far from now.
A couple of debuts. Lil B will make her power trip golf bet debut. Great. And Paul Allen.
Ooh. What?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Gorg's laughing.
Love that. That's my favorite bit right there. I love it. I do it all night at Canterbury, too. It drives some bananas. Right? I do.
Ooh. You get a chance to rate his golf handicapping as much as your horse racing.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, there he is.
Or, Gorgie, this is an inside joke between you and me, or his hockey handicapping.
Oh.
Let's say I got a text when I was in Vegas going, I need all of the money on this team.
Really?
And that team did not win.
Oh, boy.
That was a big swing.
Did you put the money on that team?
Oh, for him. I didn't
For him. No, I get it.
Sure.
I get it.
Sure. In fact, I believe my text was, are you sure? And then he lost.
Well, to be fair, he took a fairly large underdog in a tough spot and had the value part of the line, and they played well. Yeah.
Well, just tell what team
they
it was.
Lost the by Rangers. A goal. He played the Rangers in an elimination game, and it was a bold, I thought, contrarian take. I was with him when he formulated the opinion, and I would rather see a guy go down on a game like that, like plus 180, then take a big favorite at some point and try to get cute that way. So I like the play. It just didn't work out.
How big a favorite are the Avalanche starting?
Minus 180 for the series.
For the series.
160 for the game, 180 for the series.
I'm going to go with Parrish's Tampa Bay Lightning, man.
Plus 150 if you want the money.
How do you not take that team plus 150?
Yeah, it's going to be a great series. It really is. We got the two best teams. Tampa, the way they have kind of turned more of a defensive style team, is absolutely incredible. The way they shut down the Rangers, and obviously Vasilevsky's playing well. Colorado's only lost two games, for crying out loud, and they are way more loaded up front than the New York Rangers. They're going to score goals. I think it's going to come down to goaltending a lot. I mean, can Vasilevsky maybe steal a couple or hold off Colorado's high-powered offense, including Cale Makar at the D end? And can Kemper just give their team a chance
to
win?
Is he healthy now?
Kemper.
Is he back?
I believe so.
Yeah, he's back. Yeah, he's healthy. That's the one area Tampa has an edge. I think every other spot, you got to favor Colorado. But the intangibles of who Tampa is, what they've done the last couple of years, and their goaltending is certainly an edge. Colorado's better at every other spot. And their blue line, their speed up front, they're hard to defend. But it's such an intriguing matchup because Tampa is Tampa. And they are the big dogs. They've won two in a row. And they find ways to win. And so, I think it's going to be a fascinating cup.
I can't wait.
He's JJ!
Oh.
What's that?
The psychopath.
All right. Well, that sums up.
It's time for Fan 5 on the Power Trip, brought to you by the St. Paul Saints.
Okay. The Minnesota Twins lost 5-0 to the Mariners last night. Joe Ryan got rocked in his first start. He went 4 2/3, 5 hits, 2 home runs, 4 earned runs. Buxton, Arraez, and Correa combined to go 2 of 10.
Are we doing?
Correct. The Twins are now 36-28, same two teams today at 3-10. Sonny Gray will be back for the Twins, and he will start today.
I would say Ryan got rocked. He gave up a couple two-run homers, which he pitched pretty well, but first time back after COVID, so he's still a very effective starter. Nice to have him back in the rotation. Twins' bats were silent against a really good pitcher from Seattle last night.
Well done.
I think their lead's cut to 2.5 now, though.
Ooh,
good Lord. TA's not happy about that.
We just talked about it, but the Stanley Cup final begins tonight with the Lightning and the Avs. The Avs have lost just two games this postseason, both of them at home, but they've won five straight. The Lightning have lost only five, and they have won four straight. The Avs tonight are -160, and the over-under is 6. Game time is 7, and the game is on ABC and ESPN. Plus,
any chance the Avs might be a little rusty, Mr. Parrish?
There's always that chance. I think they're so excited. They're such a fast team.
Yeah, sure.
That's such a big part of their game. I don't see it really happening, but there could be a little bit with it comes to the passing and execution, things like that. And again, with Kemper, if Kemper's coming back, he's had some time off. I mean, if you look at his numbers over the playoffs, he's done fine. He's given his team a chance to win, but there's been plenty of times he's just looked shaky.
Well, like that's what he's doing.
So I mean, that's the thing. That is truly the X factor. If Colorado, like I said, they're going to score their goals. They're going to score more than the Rangers. I don't see Tampa being able to hold them to one goal a game or anything like that by any means. But it's going to be a great series, and I think a lot of it's going to land on Darcy Kemper and that goaltending. Can he make the big save at the right time?
Come on, Willie.
Darcy. All of the Stanley Cup games can be heard on this station.
All right.
What about tonight's?
Yeah. Can be heard on this
station. What about game two?
Go to completion.
Oh, Rosie. Yeah. I think
maybe 7 games.
Will game 3 be on this station?
Yes.
About game 4.
Let me check the schedule app it sends every month. Yes.
What? If it goes 5, are we still covering that?
Yes, we are.
What if it goes 6 games?
That we take off.
If this series goes the distance, will we have game 7?
Yes. Speaking of the distance, the NBA Finals resumes tomorrow. The Warriors lead 3-2, but Boston in tomorrow's game is -4. Game time is 8 p.m.
Come again? They need to score as many baskets as they had turnovers in the fourth quarter in particular. They looked really tired, really exhausted. Tatum and... But I expect them, Mark's talking about, I expect Boston to play its best, absolutely its best tomorrow night. But can they win? They couldn't win when Curry had the worst game, probably his playoff life. Then he had 1 3-pointer. Thanks to our guy Andrew Wiggins, they did win. But that's the question. Curry had 47 in his last game in Boston.
Jesus.
Wow. Well, yeah, he's not quite that at level. But
somebody on Twitter said that Curry...
He's getting there. He can walk on water. I shouldn't do that.
Somebody said on Twitter that Curry to hit a 3 in game 5 was -10,000.
I believe it.
And
he's
of course,
never not had...
Right. In his playoff career, he's never had a game without one.
Right.
So I don't think anybody took that bet, but imagine you bet $10,000 to win 100,
right,
and then he goes 0-9. You would... hate Steph Curry for the rest of your life.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
And I would say that's this really stupid bet, right? That's just...
Exactly. It makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
Playing by the rules.
Oh. Why is that even on the board?
Yeah, why are they playing by the rules?
Just sucker bets, I guess?
I guess that's it.
Yeah, somebody with too much money made that
way
bet.
Too much.
I have the answer. Because gambling whales.
Yeah, that's it.
Sure does.
Certainly not.
Oh, well, leave then. The U.S. Open starts tomorrow.
What?
We will bet on it in 18 minutes. Rory is your favorite at 10-1.
He's dead.
Oh. Well, then he's not the favorite anymore. So, yeah, that'll be great. I can't wait.
I Gore can weigh in on this, but I think I was watching the Golf Channel last night. He's still here. How many golfers have won a major following a victory? I mean, in other words...
It hasn't happened since 2014.
I can't believe you knew that. Of course he knew that.
He's smart. That's why he's here.
That's why he's here. He's challenging him. And who was that golfer?
Attention.
2014, I don't think it was Rory. It had to be...
Adele Dazeem.
Was it Spieth?
I think it was
Spieth.
Or was it Tiger?
One of the two. I don't think it was Tiger.
Hmm.
But yeah, it just goes to show you how tough it is.
Yeah, I mean, to win a major following a win on the PGA Tour.
Hold on, Daddy.
And... It's really rare. And Rory was asked about that, I think, last night. What a classy guy. I love that.
The more I watch Rory and Rahm and Justin Thomas with all this live stuff, the more I love them.
How about Rahm's comments yesterday?
Spectacular.
Yeah. Rahm. So Bubba, Martin, Keimer, Rory, and then Rory. Rory won the Open and the PGA Championship that year.
Off a win?
Been a while.
I don't know that. That's just too... So it's one of the... No, but it's... Totally different but it's one of those guys, right? Why am I talking?
Okay.
He looked up something else. That's fine.
I looked up who won the majors in 2014.
Okay, now look
up... So it's one of those
Keimer.
Guys.
You know what? Meat Sauce, I appreciate you.
It's one of those guys, right?
It's Martin Keimer.
Yeah,
I just thought about it. It is Martin Keimer.
Martin Keimer was the last one.
Yep, okay. So Sauce did his... He did his thing.
He did his...
Don't pick on him.
He got halfway there.
But this is easy. This narrowed it down to four people.
And that got the answer. It is Keimer.
My God.
Well done, Sauce. Can't believe these guys laughed at you.
Yeah, don't take it, Sauce. Get right back.
I have more stuff.
Okay.
Well, that was a massive waste of time.
Where'd you come up with that one? I have not heard that one.
That is good.
Let's just go to Vikings.
It's time for Vikings News on the Power Trip, presented by
Radco.
Oh, my.
Gord, you bet football a lot.
I play fantasy football a lot. That's kind of my thing this whole season,
Right. Because I think that number on the Vikings is pretty sexy right now, man. If I were a sports betting guy, I would definitely take the over.
9.5?
Yeah.
I would lean over. I don't think it would be easy. It never is with those guys.
That's true.
I mean, I would lean towards them getting to 10-7, but boy, it just, after watching last year, it's basically the same team, isn't it?
No.
I don't know. I mean,
No.
Did they do that well in the draft?
Well, it's not just the draft. It's getting a healthy and productive Danielle Hunter changes everything in a 3-4 defense.
Darius could be great.
Defense
should be much improved. Yeah. Scene could be great. I just think the defense hopefully will be strong, and of course I always
have
think
to
that.
Be.
Will the offensive line be better? Come on.
Well, it has to be. And you look at this team, and as awful as they were, look at what happened at the end of first halves and how many points they gave up. And again, that's who they were. So you can't just say, well, that was a fluke. No, that's exactly who they were last year. That in itself and the number of close games they had last year, which was extraordinary given how fact that they were not that good. Defensively, they were awful. I don't see that happening again with the new regime and what they're trying to do. I mean, again, it has to do with Danielle Hunter staying healthy. Yep. He's a monster.
I just feel like the whole everything's changed down there.
Well, it has.
I think everybody's riding a high right now. And Parrish, correct me if I'm wrong, but sometimes that's exactly what it needs. You kind of could ride a high end of the season, huh?
100%. Yeah, you get that emotion, get that belief into the room, relax. And the big thing, too, is it seems like they're having fun finally again. And and that's big. That brings the team together. That's how you get closer off the field, which is really where you build a team. You build that camaraderie off the field and become friends off the field. And it's good that they have that going on in their locker room, that's for sure.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah, you said that correctly.
Thank you.
You know what, Saucy, go ahead. If you got any more sports, go ahead.
No, I've quit.
Go ahead. No, please.
No, because everything I do is dumb.
Yeah, we know.
All right. I have more.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hold on. Now I got to find where I went. Oh, yeah. NBC is hiring Jason Garrett as an analyst on Football Night in America.
He's still not the coach in Dallas?
No.
No, he was the offensive coordinator in New York, wasn't he, for a while?
So.
They fired him, Richard Sherman is joining Amazon Thursday night pregame, halftime, and postgame.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, he'd be great.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter tweeted yesterday that the NFL said yesterday that the 2023 new league year will begin Wednesday, March 15th.
Come again.
And Apple TV has signed a 10-year deal with MLS worth at least $250 million annually.
Refresh my memory, so Thursday night football will be on Amazon this year?
I think so.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's a first, and that's interesting. People are going to have to subscribe now, and they're going to make more money.
Well, I bet it's still on NFL Network.
Okay. I would assume it would be.
Yeah, you know what? I bet you're right.
I bet it's on both.
I'm Amazon, I wouldn't want that at all.
No, exclusivity. You're paying that kind of money.
Exactly. I'd be surprised because of the...
And Buck and Aikman are on Monday Night Football, right?
Yeah.
They moved over to Monday Night Football.
Yeah, they're Monday Night on ESPN. Yes.
Yeah,
ESPN.
With him?
This This offseason has been a complete reset for the broadcast team.
Really,
so
has.
I am so confused. Who has what? Where did everybody go? Who signed for how much money?
Well, I think Buck and Aikman made the big move too.
Yes, their Monday night. Is it Burkhart?
Yeah, he's number one.
Is number one on Fox.
With who?
And Al Michaels is doing the Amazon bit
on
Thursday.
That's right. With Collins.
Who's doing Sunday night football?
No. I don't know. Who's on first? Come on, Zach.
Sunday's the big one.
Thursday night, by the way, it's going to be Alan Kirk, Herb Street.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. That's cool. I like that combo, but we need Al Michaels Sunday night, too.
Who's on Sunday night?
Sunday night is
Hockey Knows.
Be Mike Tirico.
Tirico.
Oh, it's Adelda Zine?
Yeah.
Really?
I like Tirico. I think Tirico's solid.
Me too. I like the guy. Yep.
Is he with Chris Collinsworth, Halby?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Thursday night slop.
Rosie, when did I say that? What was that?
That's Troy Aikman.
Thursday night slop.
Sounds like me.
Rosie, what are you looking for tomorrow? Rosie.
Thursday night slop.
What do you call my dad the next day?
Thursday night slop.
That's your father. He's laughing right now.
What do you do when you pay Hawk's sister?
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Hello, Mark. I'm sauntering out the door.
By the way, quick update. A couple of people on Twitter are saying the U.S. Open is not anymore an 18-hole playoff.
It's now
they change it now to a two-hole sudden
aggregated score format.
Gross.
Just two holes.
Really? Aggregated playoff.
It's the two-hole.
Stop it. Man. Stop it.
Rosie calls that Thursday night slop.
Yeah, that's it.
Rosie.
Thursday night football will only be exclusive to Amazon Prime, according to many, many of my Twitter.
See, that's how I would want it. If I'm Amazon, I
not be on the NFL Network.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You have to have exclusivity for that.
Good point.
That
kind
of back money. Back to well the U.S. Open for a second, though, Mark Rosen.
Yes, Corey Cove.
I know you have very strong opinions. You've been a broadcaster for
a few years.
Decades.
Yes, I'm proud of it.
Which format do you prefer, the extra day or the two-hole?
I like the and the U.S. Open, honestly, I'm an extra day guy. I like the fact that they have to go play 18.
See, I would have played you as a two-hole guy.
No.
Thursday night slop.
There you go, Rose.
Look at me. Man, I would have lost that bet.
Yeah, you would have lost that bet.
When I look at your face, Rosie, I'm like, that's a guy who doesn't prefer a full day of...
Well...
Not at all.
You know, let's get this over with
I like
quickly.
The sudden death. I'm not going to say the other thing, which may end up being one hole.
Yep.
Oh.
Why?
Well, it's just the way it works.
You get to be your age, Rosie. You know that's enough.
That's enough.
This is derailed.
I'm going out the door. You think this is so funny? Why don't you contribute?
All right, we're going to absolutely pack the phone lines and pack the studio when we come back. 18 players in the U.S. Open golf bet. Yeah, we really don't.
We don't actually have enough phone lines.
We're going to have to figure it out, but we'll make it work. We're going to have a little patience, but we're going to draft and gamble. And what's better than those two things, outside of maybe freedom? This is the Power Trip Morning Show.